From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Officials in Connecticut and Rhode Island are grappling with flooding and power outages caused by this week's rainstorm. From Connecticut, Rhonda Miller reports Governor Jody Rell has surveyed the scene where a turbulent river divides two communities.
Standing on the bridge over the churning Pawcatuck River, Governor Rell says the 100-foot crossover will stay closed until stormwaters settle and divers can inspect the bridge structure and buildings connected to it.
If you look at this building, it's not so much the rising water right now, though that is, of course, a major concern, but it is things that could come along and not only hit into the buildings, but things that could also hit the bridge as well.
Stonington officials say debris such as propane tanks, gas grills, and picnic tables flowing downriver have been smashing into the bridge since Tuesday. Across the river in Westerly, Rhode Island, a National Grid substation is under 6 feet of water, cutting power to several thousand residents. For NPR News, I'm Rhonda Miller in Stonington, Connecticut.
Environmental groups are divided over President Obama's plan to open up previously closed areas to offshore oil and gas drilling. The president says this decision is a compromise aimed at utilizing more of the nation's own energy resources while balancing the need to protect the environment.
What I want to emphasize is that this announcement is part of a broader strategy that will move us from an economy that runs on fossil fuels and foreign oil to one that relies more on homegrown fuels and clean energy.
Speaking at Andrews Air Force Base, Mr. Obama pointed to a Navy F-18 jet fighter that will operate in part on biofuels. The new policy will allow oil drilling off Virginia's coastline, as well as a big chunk at the Atlantic seaboard. There are mixed economic signals from the 16-nation Eurozone. Unemployment is at a record high, and inflation rose to a 15-month peak. But as Larry Miller reports from London, there are a few countries that have some stronger results.
Last month's figures show the jobless rate in the Netherlands was just 4%, and that unemployment fell in Germany, which has also seen an upswing in exports. This against a backdrop of 10% unemployment across the 16 countries using the euro, the highest level since the currency was adopted. Unemployment was most severe in Spain, 19%. Eurozone inflation was also up last month. In its quarterly report, the European Commission suggests the eurozone economy is recovering, but says it's still facing significant headwinds. It went on to say the outlook for the European labor market remains weak, and that will continue to dampen demand. It cautions that where there is growth, it's temporary, and that the robustness of the EU recovery is yet to be tested. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
From Washington, this is NPR News. The Army officer accused in the Fort Hood shooting rampage last fall is cleared for transport from a hospital to jail. An attorney for Major Nadal Hassan says doctors at Brooke Army Medical Center in San Antonio have given his client a discharge physical. Hassan is charged with 13 counts of premeditated murder and 32 of attempted premeditated murder in the November 5th shootings. He was shot by civilian police, leaving him paralyzed. The U.S. Transportation Department is trying to make permanent an interim ban on texting for bus and truck drivers. NPR's Sonari Clinton has more.
The proposal is one of several measures the government wants to use to ensure drivers aren't distracted while on the road. An interim ban was announced in January. The permanent ban would cover buses and commercial trucks over 10,000 pounds and affect only texting. However, the department is working on other rules that would limit the use of onboard computer systems that truckers use to communicate with dispatchers. Officials are also looking to restrict cell phones and other distracting electronics like handheld navigation devices. And efforts are underway to keep train engineers from texting and using other potentially distracting gadgets. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Washington.
Under a new partnership agreement, JetBlue passengers will be able to connect with one tickets to American Airlines international flights out of New York or Boston. The first of its kind partnership between the two airlines comes as demand for business travel picks up and as economy shows signs of recovering. The deal, what analysts say effectively is a code-sharing agreement, will allow American to extend its reach into smaller markets. This is NPR News, Washington.